Dreamscape presents The Soldier's Child by Tetiana Denford, narrated by Julia Amelin. To the heroes who survived in wars and captivity, and to the heroes who did not, you have given the gift of your lives to make sure the rest of us can tell your stories. Prologue. Rohatyn, Ukraine, January 1920. So much history within something so small, she thought. The locket on Katya's chest was battered, but still reflected so much light. It contained a lock of her grandmother's hair, a small picture of Katya over the top of it, and now a picture of her baby's father. It caught the early morning light, shining softly as she fed her baby. Her stomach still sore from an evening in labor. "He is mine. He is ours," she whispered as the tears in her eyes gathered in the corners, dropping softly as she smiled. All was quiet. Late summers were her favorite. She could smell the dew being burned off by the sun, and the mineral clean aroma of grass and flowers was overpowering. The baby murmured and buried his tiny hand underneath her breast, and Katya leaned her head back on the pillow and closed her eyes. When Katya's brother walked in an hour later, she held her baby tighter. "I know what you're going to tell me," she said softly but directly, watching his face. "Do not mince your words." "Listen," Adrian started, but then paused. "Say it out loud, please." Her voice wavered and she caught herself. He would not know how she really felt. She would show him her outsides, not her insides. "We've already talked about it." "It's for the best."
"For whom exactly?"
"It will protect you, Katya. It will be better for your
reputation?"
Katya interrupted, her voice flat and grim. "Yours or mine? I have never cared much for any reputation." Adrian nodded. "I know, but we live in a world where you would have your child taken away because of any scandal. Would you rather that?" Katya turned her head to look out the window. The trees bowed their heads to her, swaying in sympathy. "I would rather we not have this conversation." Adrian moved to the wall next to her dresser and leaned against it, folding his arms. "We can't..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?